A Cambridge startup is providing college guidance counseling online. It's supposed to be a more affordable option to private, individual counseling, but some worry the advice just widens the gap between those with access to college and those without. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Luke Kenworthy says he was getting desperate in his senior year in the Seattle area as he faced college applications.
It was the 2 weeks before all of my college applications were due. I still had 12 more schools to apply to, and I had written very few of the essays.
Kenworthy says he'd applied for restricted early action at Harvard, but received a deferred admission, which meant the university would reconsider him along with the regular decision pool. Turning to his high school guidance counselors didn't seem like a solution.
They're working with 100 different students, and I think most high school counselors aren't really, they don't have training with getting people into top-tier schools like the schools that I was applying for.
His father suggested he seek outside help. He found it in a Cambridge startup called College Vine. It pairs applicants with mentors in college. Kenworthy was assigned to a junior at Duke.
He was on vacation. I was on vacation. We spent the 2 weeks. I was writing essays. He was editing them and giving me feedback on them. And then also he helped me plan a lot of the essays, because the most important thing about the essays is the underlying idea behind them. And for most of mine, I maybe didn't have the best ideas.
Kenworthy ended up paying for College Vine by himself. For unlimited help over the two-week period, he paid $1,500.
That's actually cheaper than what you're going to get from most other college services. Some of the people I talked to, actual professionals, I think one guy, just to take a look at my Harvard application and tell me why I might have gotten deferred, he was saying it was $500. That's not even to help me with any of my essays. A lot of programs will charge something $1,500 for three schools, and I was applying to 12, so I'm not about to spend $6,000 of my own money.
Private school students get a lot of time and attention from college guidance counselors, but public school students and their parents who can afford it often turn to private college counseling, because nationwide there are nearly 500 public school students for every guidance counselor, and parents can spend a lot of money. Patricia Hanner subscribed to College Vine for her daughter. She was taken aback by how much other parents were spending on more traditional counseling.
They're spending $15,000 a year, all 4 years, on college prep and college counseling.
College Vine says it can charge less because it uses technology and because it has more clients, so it can afford to make less per client. College Vine was founded 4 years ago by three friends in a New Jersey high school. Co-founder Zach Perkins says they had great relationships with their counselors in high school, but realized that most public high school students do not get a lot of college guidance.
So we were accepted early to our top colleges, and we were advising our younger peers in May.
Perkins and another co-founder went to Harvard. A third went to Chicago. All of them are taking leaves of absence to work full-time on their company. The business is growing fast. In the past year, the number of employees at its Cambridge headquarters has multiplied from 8 to 30. The company says it was profitable for the first 3 years, but elected to raise money this year to hire an engineering and data team to build out its platform. College Vine CEO John Carson says the startup is not just competing on price. It's also sharing the patterns about schools that it gathers from its thousands of customers.
For example, there's a particular school in the Ivy League that appears to show very high preferences to leadership traits in an application. There's another school also in the Ivy League where it appears that the sort of interest is not so much in leaders, but more in people who have done impactful work out in the field, but haven't necessarily been the head of the group.
Carson says because College Vine gathers information from so many applicants, the company's also able to help families negotiate merit-based financial aid from colleges. He says the startup measures success by how well clients do compared to a school's acceptance rate. For example, whereas Harvard's acceptance rate is 5%, for College Vine clients, it was 26%. Carson says the company also measures success by making sure students find the right school for them and by working with students as early as ninth grade to help them discover and develop their interests and passions. Co-founder Vinay Bhaskara says the data help them uncover unconventional advice.
What university do you think produces the most software programmers at the top 100 Silicon Valley firms?
I would say Stanford.
Great. The answer is actually San Jose State.
So if your goal is to land a programming job in Silicon Valley, Bhaskara says, you're better off going to San Jose State. At Phillips Academy in Andover, Director of College Counseling Sean Logan, himself a first-generation college student, has spent years trying to help others from disadvantaged backgrounds get into college. He welcomes the entry of a company like CollegeVine into college guidance.
It's helping a group of kids that isn't getting help in that way, but I still think it may not be touching kids who come from the bottom half of income in the United States. And so there, it is creating a further divide from the kids who are in maybe in the bottom half of income versus the kids who are in the top half of income.
It's a conundrum very much on the minds of the founders of CollegeVine. They say they want to work with underserved high school students. In a pilot program, the company is offering free service to high-achieving, low-income students in three magnet schools in Louisiana. The company says it hopes to work with much larger numbers of such students in the future. Luke Kenworthy, who turned to CollegeVine in desperation after his admission to Harvard was deferred, is now a freshman at Harvard. He has himself become a CollegeVine mentor. Now that he's at Harvard, he believes the most passionate students are not necessarily the ones who get in.
I feel like a lot of the students that do get into elite schools are the ones who are the best at gaming the system. There are people who are very passionate about what they do, but I feel like a lot of other people game the system. Myself probably included, just doing a lot of extracurriculars. I did some of my extracurriculars because I really liked them, but a lot of the other things I did was just purely for like the sake of getting into college. And I think that's encouraged.
Until the applications process changes, Kenworthy is glad to help others play the game as one of more than 600 mentors at colleges around the country that CollegeVine now employs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.